From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. If you have ever worked at a restaurant, you know that the waiters get tips, but the busboys sometimes don't. The Department of Labor wants to have a say in that. This week, it proposed new rules on tipping that would let employers pool tip money from workers who earn at least minimum wage and share it with non-tipped workers. Or, more controversially, use that tip money in other ways. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
The problem with tips, says the National Restaurant Association's Angelo Amador, is that they can let the waitstaff make a lot more money than back-of-the-house cooks and dishwashers.
You're creating a disparity that is becoming bigger and bigger and is making it an issue to operate restaurants. We believe that if your food was burned or your dishes were not clean, the front of the house would not get the tips that they will be getting.
Under an Obama-era rule, tips belong to the servers. This change would allow restaurants to pool the money with all employees, but it would also allow owners to use those tips to, quote, make capital improvements, lower prices, or hire additional workers. Josh Culp co-owns Honey Butterfried Chicken in Chicago. His restaurant doesn't allow tips in a nod to equity, but he worries about this new rule.
I would be very concerned that employers could grab that money, and I think I'd be concerned that it's not going to be distributed in the way that the customers who are leaving the tips imagined it to be.
Public comment on the rule is open through early January. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.